Jacob, hello.
Hi. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for giving up your Sunday afternoon for me like this.
No, it's all right. I'm in work anyway, so it's all fine.
Okay. Just taking a little breather, are you?
Yeah, just taking a breather from the madness.
So remind me, Jacob, I know that you were a past crew apprentice.
Yeah.
Remind me a little bit of, give me a little bit about your history before you got a place on the crew apprenticeship. Where were you? Had you been in school or college or?
So at the time, I just finished college in the middle of the first lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
I was at Cardiff and Vale doing a BTEC in creative media. I've been trying to get into the industry ever since I finished my GCSEs, but I was just struggling to get my foot in the door.
Right.
Do
you mind me asking, where had you tried? What was out there for you, really?
I tried applying. There was a BBC apprenticeship scheme at the time. I think the year I applied for it, they moved up the age limit from 16 to 18.
Right.
So I just missed that by a year. And then I think I was just applying for as much as I could, really. I think I even applied for a Skill Cymru scheme back at the end of my GCSEs as well. There was one with Boom Cymru that I applied for.
Ah, right, get you. Yes.
And
and
yeah.
you just weren't getting anywhere with it, no?
No, not really. It was just more of a just come back next year and try again, I remember. Because I think it was just my age was just sort of getting in the way a little bit.
Get you. And I'm presuming you were trying to do all this during COVID as well?
Most of this was before COVID, and then I sort of tried to go apply for freelance jobs just before the pandemic kicked in, really, whilst I was in college, just trying for anything. And then I was sort of, I was applying for freelance jobs, and once I knew that the pandemic was starting to ease and productions were starting back up, and luckily in November 2020, in our second lockdown, funnily enough, I managed to get some work is doing some daily work as a runner. So I just go in when they need a cover.
Mm-hmm.
I was on a production called The A-List.
Brilliant. So, I'm not being funny, but it takes a bit of guts, doesn't it, to sort of apply and try and get some work experience or any sort of dailies and stuff like that. Did you find you were trying a hell of a lot?
Yeah. I mean, as soon as I see like something like loads of Facebook groups for TV and film jobs, there's so many out there. And I feel for the people who advertise. I feel like they probably advertise and they probably get loads of applications in.
Yeah.
But yeah, it felt like you keep trying and you're not really getting anywhere. But luckily, I think it was on a Facebook group. They were looking for someone for a day.
Yeah.
And I emailed them, and luckily enough, I managed to get the job.
Wow. Okay. Because sometimes people just get a bit defeated, don't they? And they just. They just don't want to try anymore. Do you know what I mean? So I tip my hat off to you that you persevered realistically. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, so were you familiar with Skill Cymru then before you saw the advert for the crew apprenticeship?
Yeah, because I applied for one of their apprenticeships back in 2018 when I was finishing my GCSEs. And I was aware sort of they were working with the BBC as well on their other apprenticeship schemes.
Yeah.
And then I think I applied for crew in 2020, but I think that was just before lockdown kicked in.
Right.
But yeah, and then I applied for that. I did some dailies work on the A-list.
Yeah.
And then luckily, I did some work experience as well just before lockdown at Publicum.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And someone said, you should go and meet one of the production managers in Casualty that I know while you're there, because it's all in the same building.
Yeah.
And I met with them, and not long after the A-list, I was getting daily's work on Casualty as a runner. And I just sort of, and I've noticed with some productions, if you come in, once you get your foot in the door with them, you become a bit of a familiar face. You get
asked
quite regularly then. So for a couple of months then, I've sort of come in and out on dailies, and I managed to get a block as a runner for a 2-week shoot. I remember finishing that, and then the next day I had my interview for the crew apprenticeship then.
Oh my God, okay. And did you at all think, I don't really need this apprenticeship now because I'm doing quite well of getting my dailies and my blocks and stuff?
Not really, because I was still starting out at the time, and I wanted to try and just try as m many different productions as I could. So I knew that this apprenticeship was covering different places and not just, for example, the BBC,
Yeah.
which is what I loved about it, really. The fact that I was basically like a freelancer for a year whilst being an apprentice.
Yeah, exactly. So tell me a little bit about the recruitment, because I don't know whether you're aware, but we are recruiting now for crew in South Wales. So anybody who listening might be listening, thinking about, applying for a crew apprenticeship. But tell me about the process for you. Was there a workshop? Did you meet people face to face, or was it all online?
This was all in 2020, at the start of 2021, so I think we were still in lockdown at the time. So everything, and actually my whole apprenticeship with Skill Cymru took place online and over Zoom.
Oh my God, okay.
So everything on my academic side of the apprenticeship was all over Zoom and online.
How did you find that?
A bit weird, really. Especially when, like, we were classmates, like all everyone who was on the scheme.
Yeah.
Like, some of them I didn't even meet until, so I think we started at the end of February. Some of them I didn't even meet face to face until November when we were working together.
Oh my God.
It was quite weird, like, seeing people in the flesh that I've only seen on a screen for about 6 months.
Yeah, bet. And then, regarding your placements then, did lockdown interfere with that at all? Did you not get out, or did you, where did you go?
So my first placement was it was last minute, really, due to COVID, funnily enough, because someone else fell ill and they needed to cover. It was on Cryfe, or Hidden, which
Oh,
is in the
yes.
art department.
Ah, okay.
I mean, COVID-wise, we had to wear masks. We were testing twice a week.
Right.
That was it, COVID-wise, really. Otherwise, we were just out and about on location all the time, shooting.
So had you had the art department, had it entered your head to work in the art department? Was that an area you were interested in?
I'm gonna admit, no, I always came from an AD point of view and trying to go in that direction.
Yeah.
But I wasn't, I think we weren't getting much luck with an AD placement at the time. And yeah, so they suggested it, and I said yes to it, really. I was looking forward to trying just to try it and see what it's like.
Yeah,
I think there's,
what sort of responsibilities do you have in the art department then?
so I was on set. Assisting the standby props team, really, and the
Brilliant.
standby art director. So just maintaining all the props, managing the continuity, making sure that we had what we needed for each day, the day before.
It's quite a responsibility then, really, isn't it?
It is, especially for Cryfe was a police drama as well, so there's a lot of props involved.
Yeah.
So it's just, yeah, it's like, what do you call it? Like, evidence.
Yeah, of course.
There's some props that are absolutely crucial to the plot, and you've got to keep track of where everything is.
Oh God. Yeah, it's quite a mental headache, I'm sure.
Yeah, and
Oh
making fake crime scenes as well,
my God.
which was quite fun.
Yeah, I've watched Hidden. I've watched it in Cryfe, in English and in Welsh. It's quite a dark drama, isn't
Yeah, it is quite dark.
it? Did you have laughs offset?
Yeah-ish. We had quite an intense schedule, really, to shoot, because it had like 16 weeks, I think, to shoot 6 episodes.
Wow, okay.
And what blew my mind as well is that for a drama that's set in North Wales, for like the 14 weeks out of the 16, we actually shot most of it in South Wales.
Oh my God.
Then we only went up to North Wales for 2 weeks to shoot sort of the scenic areas you can't really get away with in South Wales.
And was that due to keeping budgets down, location of staff and freelancers and actors being in South Wales, or was that purely because of the locations, do you think?
I'm not sure, because I know most of the crew were all South Wales based anyway.
Right.
But yeah, there's only so much that you can, because we had some really lovely locations up in Llanberis,
I bet.
like filling a housing estate. We had the mount, like there's some shots with the mountains behind.
Yeah. You can't knock North Wales for the views and stuff, can you?
No.
So you were on that job, what, for the whole 16 weeks?
I joined in the third week of the shoot, I think. But I think I was only supposed to stay there for a couple of weeks at the time, and then production offered to extend my placement for the rest of the shoot then.
Fantastic.
And I couldn't say no, because I knew the North Wales trip was coming up as well.
Yeah.
There was a great chance to travel, especially since the pandemic started as well.
Oh yeah, cause actually, because you were such a young age, had you ever been up to North Wales? Because I'd be surprised how many apprentices haven't seen much more than Cardiff and South Wales.
I think I went up to Glanchian on a school trip. That's the
Right.
closest I've been up to North Wales.
So the travelling aspect is quite nice, really, in this industry, isn't it?
Yeah, because most times, well, if you're on a production that's based in one area, so for example, the South Wales production, we had our accommodation provided and travel time and mileage. So it was quite nice. It's a bit like a free holiday to some extent.
Yeah.
We had the weekends off up in North Wales, and the weather was just getting nicer as well.
Oh, brilliant.
It was perfect timing.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
Then, so after Christ, how did you find, this is something else that I know we have a lot of questions about. How did you find the downtime in between placements? How did you get on? Were you motivated working from home to do your unit work, your diploma work?
Yeah, I mean, the diploma work, in my opinion, was quite easy. I
Yeah.
know perhaps everyone doesn't say that. Especially when, like, so especially when I was working with Skill Cymru as well, they were giving me so much support on sort of how to apply what I've learned in the workplace
Yeah.
and applying it into the specific units that they had. But yeah, I quite enjoyed working from home. It was.
Yeah. That's good because I just worry sometimes that we're industry led on crew as well. Do you know what I mean? We've got to wait until the dramas are being shot, so to speak.
Yeah.
And if you sort of understand the industry, you understand that point of view. But sometimes you worry that people are having quite a big break in between the jobs, you know. What we do on crew as well is we invite people in to work from our office. But of course, for you, bless your cohort, you there wasn't even that, was there? Because you have to be sort of regimented and work from home on your own, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. And in a way, it was just quite nice just to log on and just crack on with everything. And sometimes the online aspect just made things a lot easier. And so especially to know what skill you use, like Microsoft and track changes and the Zoom calls. It was just quite nice to have sort of one-to-one support as well, with not much distraction in an office environment, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we do try. Well, every sort of apprentice gets like an assessor, and it sort of works that one-to-oneness, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's absolutely, yeah, it's brilliant.
After Christ, did you have any other placements?
Yeah, so I had about a month away, just downtime unit work after Crife, and then I got a placement again in the art department on a series called the Gavrina for S4C,
Oh, yes.
which was it was a bit different to Crife. It was like a teen-based drama. Again, quite fun for the arts department, about a group of teenagers who go to like a protest rally
Right.
that is held by this figure that no one ever sees.
Right.
Things happen, I will say. Strange things happen. And they are brought back a year later in a room by this figure, and they're locked in it.
Oh, okay.
And then they talk about what's happened.
It sounds intriguing.
Yeah, and it was quite, compared to Crife, where we were on location, on different locations more or less every day,
Right.
moving to and from. This series, we had a couple of days filming in a studio, basically, with the figure.
Yeah.
And then we only had two locations other than that, which was an abandoned, like a holiday camp, not far from Cardiff Airport for the protest rally.
Right.
So we shot there for about 2 weeks, and then we did 2 weeks in this room, which was in a rugby club in Cardiff. So yeah.
And yeah, what department were you again? You were art again, were you?
Yeah, I was in the art department. It was quite interesting. It was a much smaller team because the show, I think the show had a much lower budget.
Right.
So there's a lot more planning work involved.
So in a way, it's quite nice for you to have that difference from working from a large team to a smaller team, how they work, so to speak,
Yeah, and how everyone adapts to different productions.
Definitely. So, I mean, did you feel like you were on your own a bit with the art department? Were you a bit not concerned, but were you hoping or holding out for any AD placements?
A little bit, especially because I knew 2021. I think it must have been as I was going into the GrooveReenac, I knew that the productions were going bonkers around South Wales. There was loads of productions starting up
Right.
at the time, so I was hoping that my next placement, luckily it was an AD placement.
And where was that?
My last one was on a series called A Golight, or I think the English version was The Light in the Hall.
I think I saw this series. It was yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was quite a fun one to work on.
So that was back to back, yeah. So were they shooting the English and the Welsh on the same date? How does that work?
So like Cryfe as well. So we do things shot by shot. So from what I remember, because I haven't worked on Mondays for a while now, when you do a scene, when you start shooting the scene, the actors will come to the set. And they'll do, first of all, a line run.
Right.
They run through the dialogue, if there is any. Usually they do that in one language. And then they'll block, go through the directions, the block in where they go. And then we'll do a crew show where all the crew come in, they'll watch it. And then we go to shoot, we set up to shoot then from then onwards.
Right.
But what we do is we'll do the one. Each shot we'll just do in both languages. We'll do takes in both languages,
I see.
which is quite weird. It does get confusing at times. I know the script supervisor sometimes like, what language are we in now?
Oh
Because we'll flip between the two on each shot then. So like you'll look at one person in a shot, they'll do their side in both languages, and then you'll turn around onto the other ca character, and they're doing it on both languages again.
Oh my God. So not only the would you say that not only the actors had to be bilingual, but was it helping that, well, obviously someone like your script supervisor and your director and producer and people were bilingual as well?
Yeah, I mean, I will say a lot of Welsh language production I've worked on, a lot of like the more technical crew, I will say, don't speak Welsh.
Right, okay.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's quite good, I
No.
think, that people get to, the Welsh language doesn't stop non-Welsh speakers from working on these productions. But yeah,
No.
it's definitely a key. If you're in production or script supervisor, because your job is literally to supervise the scripts.
Yeah, of course. So you were with the AD team for this job. Were you third AD or were you shadowing the second or what were you doing?
So my job was a base runner
Right.
officially, which not base runners are something that productions not many productions have them.
Right.
Usually just the floor runners would do the job. So most of the time I'd be at unit base.
I see.
So when we're out on location, usually we'll take over a car park somewhere for like a traveling circus with loads of trailers. And so my job would usually be to get the cast ready, follow the call sheet, the daily document that tells us what we've got to do.
Right.
And I just got to follow those timings and make sure the cast members are getting through costume and makeup, getting their breakfast, which can be tricky in the mornings,
Yeah.
and just getting ready and getting them out to set. And same with our supporting artists as well, if we ever have any.
Getting them out to set then, was that a minibus ride or?
We had drivers for the cast. We had
Right.
like unit cars and unit drivers who would be there just dedicated for the cast. And then we have minibuses for the SAs and the crew.
Okay. 'Cause do you mind if I ask, Jacob, do you drive?
Yeah, I drive,
Yeah.
and it's something quite, because I know there's a lot of people say, oh, I can't get into the industry, I can't drive. And I know that maybe on a location-based drama or on a location, any production that goes out and about, sometimes it is restrictive.
Yeah.
Especially in Wales, I will say, so we go to a lot of rural locations, and
Yeah, you can't rely on public transport, can you?
You can't, not especially like because I'm working today on a Sunday, and to rely on transport at 6 o'clock on a Sunday morning is not
Yeah.
that great.
No, and no disrespect, but you're working now. You're in Cardiff Bay, aren't you?
I am.
And you'd think it'd be quite easy to get to, but I bet you there's either no buses or it would be two trains or something if you didn't have a car, like.
Yeah, for me, it would be 2 trains. It'd probably take about an hour. That's if there's any trains at
Yeah,
all that
cool.
morning.
Leaves on the rails.
Leaves on the
Or
rails, cheap.
something. So, I know with crew we do sort of specify that we would prefer that people can drive, and it's not for prejudice. It's obviously because of things like this that we suggest that they can drive because of we can't tell where their placement's going to be and where they need to get to. So, your placements that you had on crew, did you have to drive to everyone yourself?
Me, yes, yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. So, for example, like on a Agolai, like in the hall, so we'd be filming down in we spent half the shoot in Llandovery up in Mid Wales.
All right.
And usually, what we did is we travel up there on a Monday, shoot throughout the week, and travel back home on a Friday. And yeah, and like again, on Cry, we'd be at different locations more or less every day.
Yeah.
And towards the end of the shoot, because we were shooting in the summer, we were shooting a series set in winter. So the second half of the shoot was more or less we were working late into the night all the time.
All right, okay.
We were w working into the early hours, and yeah, we can't rely on public transport to get you to and from those places.
Exactly. So it really, would you suggest that anyone trying for crew would be better if they had passed the test and got access to a vehicle, really?
I would recommend it, but not saying don't let it stop you.
No.
Because I know some of the others in my cohort had placements at Gorilla
Right.
and other companies that are sort of the more city centre based, friendly office hours.
Yeah, I get you.
It's quite placement dependent, really.
You're right there. You are right. Having worked in the industry myself, there would have been a lot of jobs that I'd had that I wouldn't have been able to take if I hadn't been able to drive,
Yeah.
But I do agree with you. It is a bit more friendly, especially if you do have like a placement in Gorilla, which is in Glowworks, isn't it, in the Bay, and it's more Monday to Friday type jobs as well, isn't it?
Yeah, so you sort of know what your hours are really going ahead.
Definitely. So then your apprenticeship came to an end. Where did you go from there?
So my apprenticeship finished about 2 weeks before Agolai wrapped officially. So luckily the production kept me and the other apprentices on the last 2 weeks of the shoot.
Great.
And I knew the end of the shoot was coming because it happens on quite a few jobs I've noticed where all the crew start asking everyone the question of, oh, what are you going on to next?
Okay.
So I didn't have anything lined up until when was it? I think it was the last day of the shoot or the day before. I emailed the line producer of Pobl Y Cwm with my CV.
Right.
So I'd done work experience there before the pandemic.
Right.
And as it happened, their runner was about to leave at the end of that month and they were looking for someone else.
And you got it?
And I managed to get the job.
Oh, fantastic.
But also, funny enough, in between that, there's another production started shooting called Wolf in South Wales.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd just been working with the production manager on Agolai for a little bit. And I contacted them as well about any work. They didn't have anything at the time. I think it was day one of their shoot there and production runner fell ill. And they asked if I could cover for a couple of days.
Were you available for that?
Yeah, I was, funnily enough.
Oh, God, for that. I gotta say as well, Jacob, you sound to me as if you've been very proactive yourself, though,
Yeah.
in a way of sending out your CVs and knocking on doors, so to speak, which is very commendable because it's not an easy thing, is it?
No, and I will say, even though I do send CVs out, 9 times out of 10, I probably won't get a response from people or companies. Usually that is just the way it is.
Yeah, I'm sure that can be a knockback, can't it?
It can be, but just keep trying because you never know when you'll get that email back saying, "Oh, are you free to come in on this date?"
Yeah, exactly. Because you, as you said, it can be a drop of a hat. Someone's ill. We need someone in now in the next half hour to do a 12-hour stint, sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's yeah, sometimes it's pure luck.
So you've got these couple of running jobs. Where did you go from there after?
So I was on Wolf on and off on dailies again, basically. So a bit weird. So I was in the production office for about a week. And then I went over to the COVID team for a couple of days because I think that when their COVID people got COVID, ironically. I did a day as a crowd runner. They had a lot of SAs and they needed a bit of help. Then I went over to Pobl y Cwm then, and I spent about 3 months with them as a runner, which was up. It was quite fun actually. Pobl y Cwm is such a different shoot compared to the other productions I've worked on.
Is it a bit more fam like I don't know why, I just imagine it'd be quite cutchy and family feeling and
Yeah, because I think because all the casts are familiar with each other, they've all worked together for years.
yeah.
And it's based out of Roathlock in Cardiff, so they've got like a home really.
Yes, I don't, yeah, of course they have. Yes, you know where you are.
Yeah, and it was quite what amazed me was how quick they shoot
Right, okay.
compared to other some dramas. You need to spend 2 or 3 hours on a scene where it's just two people having a chat for 2 minutes, and Pobl y Cwm get it done in about 20 minutes, half an hour.
Wow, okay. Is there a quick turnaround of they do it in blocks, so there's like block one and block two and different directors and
Yeah, so when I first started, it was sort of like two directors start shooting at the same time for 10 days,
right.
and then as then the, I went back last year and they made some changes to the way they shoot the show. They had a shorter production period, and basically every other week a new director started shooting, so there was an overlap each week.
Wow. And does every team or every crew have, well, do they spread the team across all these different like units, or is it different, is there a runner for each unit and an AD, first AD for each unit, and how does that work?
When I first started as a runner, there was two runners there. There was one second AD across the two units. They were
Right.
shooting at the same time, so they'd prep for the both units at once. They would both have a first AD each.
Right.
What was interesting was due to COVID, they didn't actually have a third AD role there at the time when I first started because there wasn't any SAs.
Okay. Oh, yeah, of course, because of crowds.
Yeah, and it was quite easy manageable because it's all shot on a studio floor as well.
Yeah. Were they going out, during that COVID time, were they going out PSC shooting, exterior stuff and location?
Yeah, they were actually. It compared to now, I think they were just a bit more limited in terms of obviously the content that they could shoot without breaking their social distancing. And I remember when I first started, if actors had to hug in a scene, they had to have a PCR test. It meant someone had to come in and swab them.
Oh, gosh.
Obviously, it cost the production a lot of money as well.
You just don't think of things like that when you're watching it at home, do
No, and obviously now it's sort of that you took it all for granted before COVID as well.
Oh my God, yeah, of course we do, yeah. I bet in a way, having worked through this COVID, it's quite a big thing really, isn't it? Because it might not ever happen again. We might not have a pandemic again.
I really hope it doesn't happen again.
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah, it's a really weird time to start a career, really.
Yeah. I can imagine. So you were at Pobl, and where did you go from there after?
So I stayed as a runner there for 3 months. And then I basically managed to step up to being a second AD, which is very rare in this industry.
Fantastic.
Because they needed some cover and they couldn't really find anyone who, because as well as that, Pobl being a Welsh speaking production,
Yeah.
they were struggling to find people who could do the role.
Of course. Was this a role you fancied?
Yeah, I wanted to give it a try because working as a base runner, I was sort of reporting to the second AD who was
Yeah.
there with me. So yeah, I always wanted to give it a go. It just came a lot quicker than I thought it was going to be.
What a great opportunity.
So I stepped up to that for the last 4 months of Pobl's year of shooting.
And for those who don't know, what is the role, second AD?
There's a lot happening in the role. So my daily job would be one whilst we're shooting to do a document called a call sheet,
Right.
which basically says we're filming these scenes. It's just all the information. We start shooting, what time we're supposed to wrap, what time the artists are in, their costume and makeup times, what the weather's going to be.
Yeah. Do you know, I gotta say, Jacob, I love a good call sheet.
When they're standing, obviously, it's brilliant.
My God, when I used to work on things, I couldn't wait to get my call sheets. It's all that information on like one A4 or maybe two sides or something. Do you know what I mean?
But no matter what, you'll always get someone asking you a question, then the answer's on the call sheet.
So I bet it's quite nervous sending out your first call sheet.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I've done call sheets and there has been a typo, or I haven't changed the day. Changed the date, but I haven't changed the day, and you go down to the floor, you get a bit of banter about
Or spelling
it.
somebody's name wrong, or
I've had that as well.
I remember we were I don't know off your in your call sheet, do you have people's phone numbers on them as well?
Certain people's phone numbers, it depends on what their role is, basically.
Yeah, I remember doing a call sheet. I'm talking donkey years ago now, and I put people's phone numbers, and some of them requested that their phone numbers didn't go out, and I was like,
Oh,
oh my
no.
God, I'm gonna get sacked for this. I didn't, but it was just an honest mistake. Do you know what I mean? I just thought we all knew we all need to get hold of each other, so let's have everyone's numbers, you know, let's help each other out. And it was, oh my God. But yeah, I remember it's quite a crucial part of that daily shoot, isn't it, that call sheet?
I mean, without it, we wouldn't know what we're doing,
No.
basically. Because we have, because the first AD who I work with, they do a shooting schedule, which is
Right.
basically a breakdown of the entire shoot of, or every shooting day in one document, what we're going to be shooting. So it's basically, I convert that into a more detailed document for each day.
I see.
But yeah,
What
if
was your deadline then? What time did you have to finish it by to get it out for the next day?
I mean, standard deadline is it's got to be done by wrap by the time you wrap
Okay.
on camera. But some days you could easily, example, the other day I wrapped at 4:30 when it was supposed to be 7 o'clock.
Oh.
I try, because what I usually do is I get my call sheet done in the morning. So then at lunch, my first AD can look over it.
Yeah.
If they want to change anything, they'll tell me. Because they basically I follow their timings as well and what they estimate.
I see.
And then straight after lunch, I've done this today for never gone straight down to costume and makeup when we were back on. And I've managed to get their requested times for the cast.
Yeah.
And then I've got it inputted all then. And then some so on Publicum, I would be responsible for actually doing the email as well that goes out.
Okay.
And also pulling the sides, which is basically where you put the script pages that you're filming that day in order.
Get you.
On Pavel, I'd be responsible for that. At Casualty, for example, I'd send it to one of the coordinators in the office and they would arrange the email.
So I'm taking that you're at Casualty now, yeah?
Yeah, I am at the minute, yes.
And are you still doing the same role, second AD?
I am. I started about 6 months ago, really. It's my third shooting block.
Wow.
It's absolutely brilliant working here.
Is it? I was gonna ask. It feels it well, from looking from the outside in, it feels like Casualty would be a bit of a bigger beast than Bubblegum.
It's a much bit, I mean, Publicum's quite fast paced. That's sort of
Right.
its unique element to it. But Casualty, each time I've had the scripts room, I have had like a moment where I've gone, how on earth are we gonna shoot this?
Oh
Without
my
saying too much, in each episode there's something and it's a bit like, what? We're doing this?
Oh my God.
In a good way, obviously. It's like But yeah, and what I like about Casualty as well is a bit similar to Pobl. We've got your regular cast members who are always here, who more or less play the staff in the hospital.
Yeah.
But then we also get a lot of guest artists who come in for an episode, who's basically the patients, people who get hurt.
Right,
And it's quite
yeah.
nice getting to work with so many different cast members.
Oh my God, it's iconic Casualty, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, recently they had the big episode, didn't they, where Derek Thompson leaves, who plays Charlie.
Oh yeah, has he? I saw something in the news. He's been in it for about 39 years or something, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been since the very start, and he's left. I'm not going to say anything in case no one's watched it yet.
Yeah, no, I no.
But yeah, it's a really good episode. And it, yeah, they had like a massive. No, I won't say it. I won't talk
No,
about
we won't talk.
it.
We said, didn't we? No storylines.
Yeah.
But I can imagine, you've got. I would imagine that you've got a lot of supporting artists, a lot of patients in hospital in the shot in the background, and just feels big, you know.
Yeah, so budget wise, obviously it's a lot bigger than what I have on other productions, without going into detail. But yeah, typically I get easily get about 30 to 40 essays in on our studio days when we're in the hospital. And I'm looking at, because I've done a call sheet now for tomorrow. I've got 41 essays listed here.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I know I've got to add two more to that list. That's going to make it 43.
You don't, it's not your job to book the essays, is it, the sporting artist?
It is
Oh, okay.
to some extent, but usually we liaise with agencies in terms of what we need. And then they either provide us with a lookbook, which is where we can sort of feel like a weird Tinder.
Right, okay. I love
Scroll
it.
through, go, I like them, book them.
Swipe left, swipe right.
That's it. Just do that with people, and then or they'll just book them for us if we trust them.
I'm sure you've got your favourites as a production as well, haven't you? Or regulars, maybe, or am I wrong?
Yeah, on Casualty, we've got a set of regular essays who, and Paul will have them as well, actually, who were,
Ah, right, okay.
we've got some regulars who come in as staff, as hospital staff, and they're all lovely to work with.
Have you ever been? I'm going to ask you a strange question, but have you ever been? Had you ever had visions or thoughts that you'd like to be in front of the camera?
Not really. I'd done some work as an SA years ago before I'd started running, but no, I can't. I can't act in front of the camera. I couldn't do it.
No, I know what you mean. And there's a lot of hanging around being a sporting artist as well, isn't there?
Yeah, especially on a show like Casualty, you could be booked for a week, and you might be sat in a room for 8 hours before you even get called onto set.
Wow, oh my gosh, that's so long.
Yeah, it is a bit unfortunate sometimes.
So, lastly, Jacob, I just wanted to ask you if somebody's listening in and they were thinking of applying for crew, what sort of advice could you give them? What would you say to them?
Well, I just they just go for it and see what happens, really. I mean, you've got to be in it to win it, in a way.
Do you think crew helped you open some of those doors?
Absolutely, definitely. Because if I didn't get the chance to meet the people that I met along the journey in crew.
Yeah, exactly. So I know what you mean. It just I the experience I think you get on crew as well is second to none, because you just really want to be working on those real productions. It's not like being at, in college or something and working on a pretend shoot or a, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're actually working on something that, everyone will sit down and watch, or your family will watch.
Yeah,
And
exactly. Are you in your dream job?
I would say yes at the minute, but who knows what the future has.
Yeah, where do you see yourself going?
If I keep going along the AD route, I would be stepping up to first AD.
Oh, okay. Do you fancy that role?
I don't know. It's that
Because
there's
that's
a
on the studio floor, isn't it?
yeah, no, and then obviously, you build the shooting schedule as well,
Okay.
and maintaining the health, yeah, running the floor, making sure that the day's going to plan. There's a lot of responsibility in it, and
Yeah,
yeah,
and you can't be much more than 25 or something, are you?
22.
Oh my
I know, and yeah, like I'm the baby of the office, I think.
oh my God, yeah, because you really have gone so far in that little time, haven't you?
Yeah, it's mental.
Yeah, maybe, see how you go. I mean, you might just wake up one day and think, yeah, I'm ready for the change. I'm ready for this role, sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it's been lovely catching up with you, Jacob. Thank you for giving up your time this afternoon for me.
No worries. Thank you for inviting me.
No, I've really enjoyed hearing your journey. And good luck with Casualty.
Oh, deal from though. Thank
See you
you.
after, Jacob.